Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into hour number three. Long segment coming up with Joel Skousen. I promise to go to your calls then. Finishing up in this little short five-minute one. Joel, what do you see coming out of this Middle East turmoil overall? Just the Iran attack, and then and I remember you years ago talking about this, and then that's the prelude towards what?
Well, you know, most of these small regional wars have been fomented to give the world an image of the U.S. as the bully of the world. That's what all that civilian infrastructure damage in Serbia was all about. It was to make the Serbs and the Slavs hate the Americans. In fact, Russians, who were very pro-American after the phony fall of the Soviet Union, suddenly became anti-American after a bombing campaign in Serbia. And then we moved on, of course, to the Middle East and in Afghanistan. We brought a lot of enemies in Iraq. I think the icing on the cake is we bomb a lot of civilian infrastructure in Iran. We're really going to get the image of the bully world. And this, of course, hands an excuse to Russia and China, who are building weapons of mass destruction and still intending on targeting the West, to finally have the excuse somebody's got to take down the bully of the world. And I think we're handing it to them. Just like we may well hand them the first use of nuclear weapons just to make it easier for them to use nukes in this war. That's what I foresee.
Absolutely. I mean, we think of Bill Clinton and Obama and Bush as Americans. They're globalist, and they engage. I mean, I saw major evidence that the torture photos and things were released on purpose as a way to demonize America. This has all been very carefully thought out.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough go because Americans, you know, simply are not prepared. They cannot imagine, you know, that we would ever be the focus of an actual strike where cities would be destroyed. And I feel it's very strong. That's why in my career, not only in prognosticating and working with World Affairs Brief, I've also, you know, spent 30 years as a high security architect trying to get conservatives to, you know, while we fight for our liberty, while we do everything you're doing, what I'm doing, and Stan Montes is doing, and you know, we need to prepare for a takedown. We need to prepare for the fact that they may bring this war upon us, and we'll be the victims. We have to survive it in order to
be the leaders on the other side and be
right.
Able.
Absolutely, we need to provide so that we can resist afterwards, and we can't survive that if we aren't prepared for that. I mean, I just put out the new third edition of Strategic Relocation, which is just selling like hotcakes now because people are concerned that we're all spread out around the world. We're in these large metropolitan areas which cannot survive a major cutoff of electricity or food. People need to provide contingency planning.
Well, Joel, let's do this. How about I promise, because there was all these world events happening, and I'd heard you wanted to get into this, but I don't want to just do it as an end cap here. I want to come back and take calls. How about I get you on in a couple weeks, and we do a whole presentation on strategic relocation, and if you want, we can even on the TV screen put up some slides and things.
Oh, great.
While you talk about it, you can send us an email kind of with a script of 1 point through 20 so we can kind of put things up as you talk about it, and then we can really, really give it the attention that it deserves. So let's do that in a couple weeks.
All right, let's do that, Alex.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break here in 1 minute and come back and take calls, but finishing up, what do you make of how fast Saudi Arabia is deteriorating? I mean, if they fall, we are going to see what Lindsey Williams said come true.
Well, Saudi Arabia has been corrupt for many decades. In fact, the U.S. has covered up for child pornography and kidnapping women and bringing them to be sex slaves in Saudi Arabia. I mean, our own State Department has covered up for that stuff. They persecute Christians who are on duty in embassies on American military bases there, and our government has just kept the corruption of that supposedly fundamentalist regime before their people. It's room is ripe for destruction, and I think they're going to let it happen. This is definitely provoked.
So you're thinking Saudi Arabia is going to implode soon?
Yeah, I think that we're going to see oil disruption, and that's going to go towards bringing the price of gasoline here to a whopping $5 a gallon, probably.
All right, we'll be right back with your phone calls with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going directly to your phone calls with Joel Skousen. I'm Alex Jones, and we are breaking down what's happening in our planet today. Richard in Indiana, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide, Richard.
Alex, it is such an honor to speak with you. I'll move as quickly as I can because I know you have a lot of callers, but you got to listen to my little story here. We have been following, my wife and I are retired. We have been following what's going on with this country for 2.5 years. We just recently started listening to you a few months ago, and we realized, boy, we have been missing a lot of information that you have woken us up to. Normally, we would follow Fox Cable, Fox Business, and we go, there's something missing. We're not hearing the whole story. We've done our homework, gone and visit the Trilateral Commission, CFR, the Bilderberg Group, and now we know why we don't hear what you're saying on the other networks, because Rupert Murdoch's name is right up there with them, with the elites. They can't report on any of this stuff. I guess they're bought and sold.
Yeah, no, right now they're threatening to throw Glenn Beck out because he's gone too far, and here I am critical of Glenn Beck, mainly because he has a personal thing about threatening guests of his not to come on my show. And he also tries to keep me off Fox, but I'm not going to go any further because that would reveal sources. So I get mad at Glenn on that front. But overall, he's been really opening some doors to wake people up. And there is major behind the scenes Murdoch top pressure. He does have Roger Ailes backing, but Roger Ailes is ill. And I'm just going to leave it at that. And so the guardian angel of Becky is fading. I'm not going to say any more. Do you want to comment on what Richard was saying, Joel Skousen?
Well, I agree with what he's saying. It's nice to see people, credible people coming out and seeing the difference between night and day. I might note about Glenn Beck that I've got other sources that indicate, he really is beginning to believe in conspiracy in a big way, and that's one of the big problems. Unfortunately, they're able to divert him into the Muslim conspiracy, which really is a neocon fabrication. They are intent provoking that, but it's just a non-issue. Our real problem is our own government.
Yeah, the Muslims are usually busy killing each other. They're not this big threat he talks about. In every case, they've been stirred up and funded by the globalist.
And they've always been used as cannon fodder. Ever since World War One, the Muslims have done nothing since the fall of the Ottoman Empire, unless they have had a major globalist world power, either Russia or the West, behind them, feeding them arms and controlling them. And that isn't going to change. That isn't going to change. Any Arabs and Muslims listening to me ought to wake up to the fact that they're being manipulated and they're being used and provoked to do these things. And, we're not against them, but... I think that the more we pump up this Muslim threat, as the congressional hearings are doing, and as Glenn Beck has been doing, it does us a disservice because that's not the real threat.
Well, you noticed last week before he went on vacation, Beck was groveling and talking about how much he loves Fox News and appreciates it. And I really can't say anymore. I have multiple Fox News sources. But then it almost makes me want to go ahead and just support Beck. If I know internally they're trying to run him out of there. I mean, if George Soros is threatening and Murdoch is getting mad at Beck, and the only guy keeping him there is Roger Ailes, then you got to say, well, Beck must be overall good if the globalists don't like him.
Well, let me tell you this, Alex. Beck has driven a lot of people to your website.
Yeah, I'm almost sometimes get ashamed that I've attacked him so much, but at the same time...
Yeah, he's driven a lot of people there because he gets them started. Just like my uncle, got people started on the Constitution. And then they came further and they realized, no, if Republicans aren't going to save us, we've got to go further to the right. And they came up with, other sources of information. So he is doing a service, and they do want to shut him down eventually.
Yeah. Well, then what should I do then when he's got a personal thing out for me? I guess... Because I criticized him a little bit over the years, he's just because this is a fact. Glenn Beck absolutely is trying to block me everywhere. Or does he just see me as business competition? Because I'd love to support him like Ron Paul, or support him like Lou Dobbs to a certain extent, or support him Judge Napolitano. I mean, it's not that he's bigger than me, and so I want to get him because of that. That's not how I operate.
Well, Glenn just is not. Capable of taking criticism very well. He's not capable of changing his personality as well. He's a little bit of a loose cannon, and of course they like that because it allows MSNBC to take him to task every other week or so. But I think ultimately he has come to the conclusion there really is a conspiracy going on. He can't say it. He's conflicted. And he's trying to get at it beating around the bush, talking about communism, talking about Muslims, without talking about our own government being the case. And he won't go there.
Well, that's my next point, watching him and analyzing him more than I did before, because we are making a Tea Party film or a political film right now to try to decode all this and this weird combination that just mixes all this corruption together. But watching him... His body language, when he's talking about eugenics and world government and Fabian socialists, he comes across as real, as powerful. You can tell he feels good about what he's doing. When he does all this Muslim stuff and all this patriot 9/11 bashing stuff, he looks guilty and will hardly look at the camera. So I am seeing signs of a conscience there. He's not selling the baloney as good as he was before.
Now, I think, Alex, frankly, that Glenn Beck is going to be a force to be reckoned with. Even if Fox News dumps him, he's got such pull that he can get another form, and hopefully he'll be able to be more influenced by our side to understand the reality of conspiracy even within our own government, because he could be a very powerful force. So I'm just saying, keep the fences open towards him so that he can come our way.
Well, I promise I'm going to go to Desmond, Tim, Ryan, Fred, and maybe even hold Joel over longer until I get to at least those calls. But something we never really talk about is How are they going to counter us? Because we're an idea. They can't just kill us individually. That would just underline and highlight our information. So they try to assassinate us politically. But it's just like I told Politico a year ago when they were trying to destroy Rand Paul in the Republican primary. They said, well, how would the government go after Rand Paul? Or how would they demonize him? And I said, well, you'd have to endorse him. If the mainstream media endorsed him, and they actually printed that, if you endorsed him, then that would hurt him. See, so what is the system going to do when they're demonizing us doesn't work?
Well, it only works when they can make us look bad in public. Now, let me just give you this is a personal comment from me to Alex here, and I saw you on The View, and I know you were in a time crunch. They didn't want to let you give out information. You were going to get that information out. So you're speaking very rapidly, and, you know, they will want to use that against you in the sense of making you appear to be strained or extreme, et cetera. I would say our greatest strength, because we have the truth, is to at least get reasonable people to say, I can listen to this guy. I can do this. So whatever you do, my advice is, because you're going to be the target from now on for a long period of time until they destroy you or try to, is whatever you do, getting the actual truth out isn't nearly as important when you're on mainstream venues as being calm and collected, so that people come out, hey, they say he's an extremist, but look, he's coming out very rational. What he's saying is true.
No, I see your point. I mean, I meant it more as a culture jamming, just jamming the info out there. But
right.
Then O'Reilly did pick it up and make fun of me. I mean, they certainly thought it was a point against me.
Right. I'm just saying it's the image as well as the truth that we need to sell to mainstreams to at least get them to open their mind and say, he isn't what they're saying. Look, he's reasonable. He's speaking calmly. I think that can go a long way.
I think you're right with certain audiences. I've always just been myself, and with the grassroots, the young people. I mean, you know, the guy serving me coffee this morning, he certainly liked it. But I do see the perspective you're talking about. You're dealing with more mainline people. You're right. Image is important. And that's
who's watching these shows. I mean, our types are not they're in there, too. But the majority of people who are not on our side yet. And I'm just saying that my experience has been out there because my wife has tried to tutor me for many years about calm down, Joel, a little bit, make it a little easier, because that's what gives you the credibility.
Yes, you're right. Desmond in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Jones, man, it's pretty hard to get on your show.
Well, you're here, buddy.
I just wanted to say that ignorance was never bliss. It was just ubiquitous. And it's strange that Joel just mentioned that image thing, because that's what I wanted to talk about. So getting to the I'm still in high school, and when I try and talk to students or teachers or really anyone about, like, this whole global enslavement thing, they always really have about three reactions towards it. And they'll either try and downplay it and just laugh it off. They'll try and dispute me on, like, some facts and stuff and get violent about it. Or they'll really just take an apathetic approach and, oh, well, what can we do, you know? And I think when you do your broadcast, you kind of get that same reactions pretty much. So
I don't know. I see a bunch of people taking action. But remember, 3% started the Revolutionary War. 5% won it. It's always a minority of evil people and a minority of good people battling for the contest of who's going to win. And so I don't let – I mean, face it, modern high school, they're worried about Justin Bieber. They're not worried – and Britney Spears. And we can break through with a Charlie Sheen thing or something like that occasionally into that mind control territory and inject real issues. But, I mean, your question specifically is, how do you get through to those people? You plant the seeds now, and later down the road, they're going to remember what you said. That's why make a YouTube video now. Write an essay now. Put your information out now so it's a testament down the road. Thanks for the call. Joel Skousen, comments to Desmond.
No comments. Great comment.
So you think that, I mean, that basically states it? You agree with that?
Well, yes, I do. I agree with what you said. I mean, he tries his best, but as I say, image is important. In coming across to people who this is new information, we've got to be credible, at least, and calm. so that they're at least not able to discredit us by the virtue of our intensity.
No, I mean, you're right. It's like when the principal comes in a suit and he's all quiet and focused, that really gets people's attention.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, continuing with your calls. Joel's leaving us here in about 5-6 minutes, but I'll continue with your calls after Tim, Ryan, Fred, Ian, Rick, everybody else. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. You sound fired up. What's on your mind?
I'm fired up, man. I got the 426 Hemi going. Now, listen to this. I heard that announcement that guy made about, yeah, well, we didn't even know who that guy was that was on The View. And it was funny because I happened to see that on YouTube. And the first thing they did before you started talking was announce who you were. So I thought to myself, you know, these people are so full of BS that they're actually, they have a guy.
Well, they're so scared of us that O'Reilly wanted to play it to try to, out of context with clip together to discredit me. And then say, we don't even know who he is. And then his guests all laugh because they're literally horrified of me because they're the fake alternative media. They're scared of the real alternative media. And I'm the biggest fish in that pond. And we represent a revolution of ideas against them. Joel Skousen, comments.
No, I haven't any comment. I think you're absolutely right. There's a revolution going on, and we're gaining ground, and that's what they're really afraid of, and they've got to discredit that.
Tim, good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Glad to hear you got a powerful Hemi in your Charger or whatever it is you're driving. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Iowa. Ryan, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today?
Good.
And Mr. Joe. I have two comments. One was I hope that you and your family have gotten well, especially your daughter. And I love what you do, Mr. Jones. I don't think you're a conspiracy theorist because you have evidence to back it up. So that, to me, that don't really make you a theorist, you know. But I have a question, and I apologize that it's kind of off track from
it's
the
fine.
Dollar.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, sir.
It's been a few days since I've heard, I've listened to your show, and I was just wondering about that national ID, real ID, coming up in May 11th, if you had any more information about that.
Well, most states have already adopted the national ID, real ID. That's just federal standardization of the local driver's license. Joel Skousen, comments on this whole cashless society surveillance grid that's going in?
Well, it's something that's going to take another major crisis in order to get fully integrated. As I say, they're trying to do it piecemeal through the states. It isn't really working. There's still a heavy resistance against a full bona fide national ID, and there's a heavy resistance against doing it through the health care implementation law, which is obviously going to be parsed up and take a different form than it is now. So they're still heading for it, but it's still a little ways off. It's not going to be May.
And that's what the premises ID and the animal ID, it's all admittedly by the big mega corporations to shut down their competition. They want a prison-like control grid.
But I think it'll take war to get to that fully. That will justify everything.
But not just a war. I mean, I agree with you that a big war or a nuclear attack would certainly do it completely. But what about a fake nuke carried out by the Muslims? I mean, if 9/11 got a huge police state going, imagine what, you know, a third of Chicago being a big crater would do.
The reason why I don't think that will ever happen is because it's very clear that the powers that be in FEMA don't want the people prepared for nuclear. Absolutely no preparation. If they had a nuclear terrorist event, it would in fact cause people to start to get prepared. So I think we're still going to look at conventional, just so that people don't get to start building fallout shelters. That's what they don't want.
Where's a safe place in the United States that isn't on the Russian targeting maps?
Well, you know, targeting maps are spread around, but the safest place overall is in the Intermountain West with the lowest population density. We're talking about the states kind of surrounding Salt Lake City, which is not a good place, by the way, but it's in the center point of Idaho, Wyoming, western Montana, northern Arizona, and western Colorado. That's the gold standard in terms of safety in the country.
And by the way, you notice if the elites are either leaving the United States to private islands or they're all flooding up to those areas you just mentioned.
That's right. You know, as a person who's been an architect in this high security field for 30 years, I've talked to a lot of contractors in Colorado, and the ski resorts of Aspen, and they said, you know, it's the ex-NSA, ex-CIA, DIA, they're all building bunkers in the bottom of their big condos here. They know that something's coming and they're not telling the American people.
Absolutely. We're going to have you back up in 2 weeks. In fact, we're going to set you up for that interview right now, sir. We're just going to set it out for 2 weeks, two Thursdays from now, to do an hour and a half on the globalists getting ready, how we need to get ready, with Joel Skousen, worldaffairsbrief.com. I'm Alex Jones, prisonplanet.tv. Your calls and news straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
And also integrate in some important news after I run through this group of five or six callers. Saudi police open fire at protest. Washington Post, the latest in North Africa, the economy, Barack Obama joking about birthers. And the biggest news that I just had a chance to read during the break, and this is an incredible video, guys. Did you guys grab this before you gave it to me? Because it's there's a video involved in this. This is incredible. You know, If we had time, I would actually play this on air. And if we had time here in the third hour, I would do a Google bomb on this. By the way, we tested the name Alex Jones last week, and it is blocked from Google bombing now. There's no doubt. The other term was not blocked and did become number one. This story is so big, we should make this a Google bomb. But I don't know what you'd make a term out of it. Ex-Goldman Sachs analyst says major war coming end of 2012. Major war coming end of 2012. How about analyst major war because you got to have it connected to the articles so people actually read this. Analyst, A-N-A-L-Y-S-T, Major War. Analyst, Major War. Let's Google that over and over again and hit it hard, folks. Let's test and see if their new algorithm is blocking us. We know it's blocking Alex Jones. Analyst, Major War. Analyst, Major War. And then let's see if PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are blocked now. Let's also search InfoWars.com by itself and PrisonPlanet.com by itself and see how the NSA likes it that runs Google. Again, Major War, ladies and gentlemen. Ex-Goldman Sachs analyst says Major War coming end of 2012. Stock market dropping to 5,000 level. Absolute bedlam. He's mirroring exactly what big insiders told Lindsey Williams. I'm going to be going over this after I take your calls. But let's make that the number one search term. Analyst, Major War. Three words. Analyst, A-N-A-L-Y-S-T, Major War. Put it in Google and then put the cursor on it and hit enter. And then put it again and enter. Again, enter, 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 enter. Like you're putting a new search in and do it over and over again and see how they like it. And then let's do a side test. Let's search InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com separately over and over again and see if they block that as well. Just doing some testing here. It's up to you. Attack them. Launch attacks now. Don't let them win. We don't usually do searches in the third hour. It's harder to get it then without hammering it for the whole show, but we can do it together. In fact, let's all just do it ourselves. In fact, I'm going to do it myself. I want to play the trailer for something before we go back to your calls. Rob spent about 2-3 weeks putting this together. It's a Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program, Colonel Bob Bowman, trailer. And we use clips from government-released propaganda videos in the 80s where they put out the lies that Star Wars was to stop a Russian first strike. It certainly could be for that, and I would be for it. But it was about weaponizing space and a first strike capability. And so Bob Bowman is breaking this down, and next time we have Joel Skousen, I'll actually ask his opinion of Bob Bowman and this view. But the issue is people say, well, this is an oxymoron. You show the government's view in this trailer, then you show Bob Bowman's view. The point is we're showing both sides here. But this video now, Bob Bowman, Star Wars Secrets and Lies, is now live at PrisonPlanet.tv for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Another exclusive, highly produced, quality mini-documentary. Well, it's 30-something minutes long. All these other exclusive interviews going up. And your membership also supports us in the radio show, the higher quality podcast, the video archive of the live show, all my films, expanded extras, hundreds of exclusive video interviews all over the world, my book, Paul Watson's book, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's up there. Here's the trailer for the video that's now available at PrisonPlanet.tv. InfoWars.com presents
I'm Dr. Bob Bowman, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired. I flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam and directed all the Star Wars programs under Presidents Ford and Carter when their existence was secret. When I blew the whistle on Reagan's Star Wars scheme, attempting to deploy offensive weapons disguised as defense for the purpose of regaining absolute military superiority and allowing the United States to execute a first strike against the Soviet Union, aggressive war. Reagan's own Joint Chiefs of Staff called me into the Pentagon and pleaded with me to warn Congress and the American people about this military lunacy. And that's their words, not mine. Their oath is not to obey any order, no matter what. Soldiers of all ranks have not only the right, but the duty to refuse an illegal order. We can't give up on America. We can't give up on the Constitution. We can't give up on the truth.
Banning into space, a layered defense to protect the country from nuclear devastation. U.S. spy satellites would watch the world below, detect Soviet missiles blasting off, compute the position and speed of each missile, alert battle stations in space on Earth. The first response, space-based kinetic energy weapons fire high-speed projectiles.
My sister just pointed something out to me. That's the trailer for the video that's now available to PrisonPlanet.tv members, Bob Bowman, Star Wars Secrets and Lies. We're going to get Bob on soon and discuss that with him. My sister pointed out, and I think she's right, I don't think they let you do websites as trends, because then it would be things like Yahoo and Google would be the trend every day. So let's scratch that. Let's just do the search for analyst major war. Analyst major war to lead folks to this incredible news. Ex-Goldman Sachs analyst, major war coming end of 2012. I'm going to cover that after I run through some calls. But let's just search then InfoWars without the com, InfoWars without the com, and Prison Planet without the com. Maybe even split up Prison Planet. So it says Prison and Planet. Another info salvo, attack them, use their own NSA system against them. InfoWars, put it in Google over and over again without the com. Prison Planet over and over again without the com. And we also tried last week, what is the endgame? .com. And obviously it didn't show up because it's a .com. Maybe we should just do a... Paul Watson's calling. This must be an emergency. I always call him. Hello, Watson. Yeah. I'm on the radio. It looked like Paul Watson's number, but I'm live on the radio right now. You're not live. I just picked my phone up. I'll have to call you back. British TV station, sorry. Oh, man, I tell you, coming off 6 days of having the flu, I just feel like I'm in heaven, so I'm sorry if I'm being obnoxious today. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. Who's up first here, John? All right, we got to move quick through these. I appreciate you holding. Richard in Canada, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, buddy?
Good, welcome.
Do you have time for a couple comments and a couple questions?
Yeah, just back off your phone a little bit. Go ahead.
Okay, because they told me I was quiet before, so I was just trying to be so you could hear me. Anyways, have you heard of Iron Mountain? Like report from Iron Mountain?
Yes.
I know it was supposedly discredited as a hoax, but I kind of went through the report. It sounds like everything.
Yeah, the provenance of it is in question, but the type of stuff in it is exactly how the globalists operate.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to give you a little backup, because remember we were talking to Joel Skousen about the SDRs and stuff? I have a report from the Chatham House. It's from about a year and a half ago, talking about how they're doing exactly what you wanted, what you're saying, SDRs through the IMF. It's called Beyond the Dollar is what the report's called?
Yes.
So, and I just wanted to say that and keep up the good work. A lot of people try to hack on you about your style, but I know personally, I'm getting people to watch your stuff who are never interested in politics, never interested in anything, and just does it because they like you.
Well, Richard, I appreciate you, but look, I'm attacked because I'm sticking my head up above the crowd, and because I'm talking about controversial issues. I'm attacked by government disinformation operatives, but I'm also attacked by people who just don't like anybody who's bold. You know, they're negative, they're judgmental. And it makes them feel big to be able to say that I'm bad. Well, if they need to feel like I'm a bad person, that means they're projecting onto me. They can't believe that there would be someone prominent who was real and who was actually fighting corruption and tyranny. Great to hear from you, Richard. Steve in Canada, you're on the air. Another call from Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, I just got a question about Canada itself. What's going to happen to the Canadian dollar when the American dollar fails? And also, is there going to be a similar police state? You talk a lot about that, about America.
Yes, you have the exact same police state being put in, continuity of agenda. We don't even have governments anymore. They're just regional governors. Your own parliament, when it didn't follow orders 2 years ago, was suspended by the Queen of England. She likes to keep her pure properties a little cleaner, not as dangerous, because that could spread to her palace. But they are going to accelerate their eugenics operations against you, their surveillance. I mean, they arrest people in Canada for their speech. I mean, I don't particularly, like that Christian Dior designer dressing up like a pirate and saying he loves Hitler, but they arrested him in France for saying he likes Hitler. I mean, there's no free speech, and they will arrest you in Canada if you say you like Hitler. And so, man, you're not in a free country. America is one of the only countries where you can still say, you know, that you like Jeffrey Dahmer or you like Hitler. Doesn't mean it's good to like those people, but if you don't give somebody the right to run around and say they like Jim Jones or Hitler or Joe Stalin, then you don't have any freedom at all. I appreciate your call. But Canada's in the same boat as every other Western country, going straight to Hades. Shannon in California. Shannon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you, first of all, for your forum. And I just want to give a quick shout-out to the guys on Justin TV. We watch your show every day and talk about the topics. Now, my question for you is, and you and Joel might have touched on it a little bit, but I just think for our general discussion, we wanted a little bit more clarification with this new money process that's going on. In the past, history has shown us that usually a major war, a major conflict has had to take place in order for a transition like that to happen. Do you think this is going to be the process for the next transition, or are all these little conflicts going to be enough to push us or push the IMF over the edge to bring in this new world?
Sure, but it's a great question. But I mean, you know how World War I began, World War II, regions turning into domino effects of revolutions up to the borders of empires. And then the empires get mad at each other because it's always one empire, the British in both cases, initiating the pressure that then triggered the Germans, not saying the Germans were in the right. It's like two attack dogs attacking each other to then start the larger war. And that's an oversimplification again because history is so complex. But no, the RAND Corporation, top Goldman Sachs analyst, all of them are saying they want a war. They're going to have a war. This is what's going to bring in their world government. So people will then say, take all our freedoms, give us a new system, just end the war. But by world war, proxy revolutions, hot spots going on in Asia, Africa, Latin America, Eastern Europe, the Middle East. I mean, it's all starting and turmoil globally with the bankers all pre-positioned and ready, the police trained, the military trained for decades, building towards this point, the Blackwater troops already moved into place with the new hotspots, wherever they move. It's like carrion crows, vultures, showing up before somebody dies. You know, they know it's a rigged game. And, yes, we're going into just more and more craziness, more and more insaneness, more and more turmoil. It's all been prepared. And it's going to make World War II, World War I look like a cakewalk. And World War II killed around 200 million people.
Well, and I thank you for that input. I definitely think it clarified what we were talking about. And then just one other question for you, Alex. When are you going to be going back on the road and doing more of like what you did out here in California? And
I know people love it, but then I go speak to two crowds of 900 people, you know, I go speak to 1,800 people, and, you know, but it took me 3 days to get that done, whereas I turn down radio interviews that are reaching tens of thousands all the time because I'm so busy. I mean, I like traveling. I like speaking to crowds, but I just electronically, I can go cut YouTube videos all day that'll get 500,000 views apiece. I appreciate your call. I'd love to go back on the road. I do certain things strategically, but I just can't do it all. But I would love to come to your area. Let's talk to Bob in Idaho. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, appreciate you taking my call, Alex. You go back. I mean, you mentioned, of course, Tunisia and Bart. I mean, you go back to the Shah. You go back to Somoza. As you see heads of state roll it that seem to go against the world order. You see Carter giving away the Panama Canal and ordering his generals to let the Shah fall and all the rest of these things. But, you know, I don't think we're really going anywhere scratching the surface because there is collusion, And I would make the suggestion that, it's been probably 30 or 40 years ago that Nikita Khrushchev told then Secretary of Agriculture Ezra Taft Benson what the end game was. And it's very fascinating. He said he would feed us, and of course he was speaking about the United States specifically, but the world in general. He would feed us progressive socialism until our economic system collapsed, and then he would smash us with an iron fist. Now, I mean, I'm speaking to those bankers as well. And you know,
well, no. I mean, again, it's the bankers that sit above in the councils working with key authoritarian governments attacking humanity. It's not even governments against governments. That's why the general public can't process it.
And, I mean, the bankers themselves don't know what the Reds had in line for them, but it was the same thing essentially what they had in line for our republic. I mean, he would execute the bankers, that is, the Reds would, after they took power. And
That always happens. Very well said. Anything else, Bob?
Well, you're not an NSA plan, are you?
Are you, Bob?
Pardon me?
Are you an NSA plant, Bob? I mean, what?
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years, without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
I'm going 5 minutes into overdrive because I have been absolutely enjoying all the Twitter questions that come in, and I'm committed to every day going through at least a few of these questions. Now, I got Fred, Ian, Nichols, another Fred, Holding. I'm going to attempt to get to all of you as well. But Bob, I'm confused, so I want you to hold over and explain things to me. I have you on. I agree with you, We didn't censor your call. We didn't screen your call when you called. And then you judge a tree by its fruits. I'm here exposing the New World Order. Here, you know, defending private property, Second Amendment. I mean, you judge a tree by its fruits. See, that's how you know if someone's good or bad. This isn't like the Vatican's Inquisition where you know, I need to be drowned because I may be a witch. And then, I mean, was that for your ego to just kind of go, you're not this, are you, right at the end of a segment? And then the other mentally ill people will say, look, he went to break right then because the brakes are set then. But I know how the mental illness works. Or was that a joke, Bob? Because you didn't answer my question, Bob. What's the point of asking if I'm an NSA plant?
Well, as you're well aware, Rudolf Hess, the vice viewer to Hitler, was locked up because he had a secret concerning essentially the collusion of the West with the left and with Hitler, for that matter.
No, absolutely. The West helped fund Hitler, and he came with the peace treaty, and we've covered that on air. But because of Rudolf Hess, I may be a secret NSA agent?
Oh, certainly not. I mean, George Noory, he's out of Naval Intelligence, and he's about 95%, but it's at 5%. And it's the same way, Alex, anybody who might incite revolution in this country, you know damn well, and I do, but the audience might not, that the federal government does have constitutionality of knocking out habeas corpus, that is, locking people up forever in case of rebellion.
And yeah, only if it's a legitimate government, and it's not. Bob, I appreciate your call. And you actually stated that well. Let's just, for the cause of argument, say I'm evil. Hey, I'm not. I don't work for the NSA. I work for Alex Jones. Anybody who has discernment knows that and can see the fruits of my work. But let's just move past and say Alex is Satan. I'm a really bad guy, and I gave you bad advice on gold and silver. You know, it was 200 and something. Now it's 1,400 and something. I'm bad. I'm sorry. I apologize. I gave you bad advice on the economy, on oil, on everything. I'm bad. Let's just say I'm bad. What are you going to do to fight the New World Order? They can't get all of you. Really what it is people don't have faith in themselves. They can't imagine that somebody would actually be able to affect change, that somebody who was real could actually stand up for human liberty and freedom. People don't have respect for themselves, and so they marvel. They go, I can't believe this guy's still alive. They marvel. I can't believe he does all this. I can't believe he confronted David Gergen. It must be fake. No, you idiots. I went and waited outside the entrance to Madison Square Garden at the VIP limousine drop-off point, idiots. How do you think TMZ catches Hollywood stars? They go and wait outside the coolest Hollywood bars or outside the gate at Warner Brothers. And so, if you're a deer hunter, you find the deer trails and wait. How did I shoot a big 18-point buck one time? Because I know how to hunt. How did I get David the Rothschild on? Well, I know how to produce. You got a new book out. You call the producer up, the publicist up, and they're lining up 100 interviews in a week, and they slide you in. But see, you don't believe that somebody could go, that's where the limos are pulling in. That's where the VIPs are going in. Let's wait and see here. Let's wait and drink a coffee and smoke some cigarettes. I was smoking at the time. We wait there about 30 minutes. There's David Gergen. Get the camera on. Let's go. No, we can't have brains. We can't know what we're doing. I mean, that's moron level to know how to do that. No, the David Gergen confrontation is fake. It's not real. No way he found him on the street.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.